13. The Montgomery Bus Boycott.
It all began on December 1, 1955, in the town of Montgomery, Alabama. It was the time of segregation, not only in schools, but also on buses. The seats at the front of the bus were for white people only. Black people sat at the back. If white seats at the front were full, black people had to give their seats to white passengers and stand. On that Thursday in December, Rosa Parks, a young black woman, was on her way home from work. She got on the bus at Cleveland Avenue and sat down in the front row of the colored section. The bus filled up, and soon all the seats for whites were taken. One white passenger had no seat. The bus driver immediately asked Rosa and three other black passengers in the same row to give up their seats. The other three passengers stood up, but Rosa was tired, and she refused. Rosa didn't move, so the white bus driver called the police. What Rosa did was against the segregation law, so she was arrested. When Rosa was asked why she had refused to stand up, she answered that she was tired, not from her day's work, but tired of giving in to segregation laws, tired of giving in to Jim Crow. But that was not the end of the story. It was just the beginning. Black people were angry when they heard Rosa's story. Meetings were held, and they decided to protest. They would boycott the buses until the law was changed. The boycott was made public. Black supporters handed out 35,000 flyers to tell people about the boycott. So news of the boycott spread quickly, and it was supported by African-American leaders and churchmen. One of the churchmen was Martin Luther King, a name that would soon become world famous. Thousands of black people in Montgomery joined the boycott. About 65% of all bus passengers were black. They were mostly poor people who needed to get to work on time every day. But now many decided to walk to their workplace, even if it was a long way. Others organized carpools. Black taxi drivers drove black workers for only 10 cents a ride, so a taxi ride was as cheap as a bus ticket. The result was that many buses were empty because no black people were using them. The bus company lost lots of money. In the city, the big stores lost money too, because black shoppers didn't take the buses to town. Some white people tried to end the boycott with violence. Houses and churches were bombed or burned down. Stones were thrown at black people, and there were shootings. The bus boycott ended after 381 days. On December 20, 1956, the U.S. court ruled that segregation on buses in Alabama must be stopped. By her simple act of courage, Rosa Parks helped to start the freedom movement and the fight for equal rights.